Hachette Audio presents Hands Off My Gun, Defeating the Plot to Disarm America. Written and read by Dana Lash. Introduction. When I was a little girl, my grandpa took me out in his backyard. He showed me how to shoot food cans with a BB gun. Then he graduated me to playing with my male cousin's little green army men. He was obviously the kind of person who Barack Obama had in mind when he famously and derisively mocked gun owners and other rural Americans as bitter clingers. Talking about visiting small-town Americans as if he were on some kind of safari, the elitist, Harvard-trained community organizer, believing he was talking to donors in a private setting, confided his total contempt. "It's not surprising, then, they get bitter," he said. "They cling to guns or religion or antipathy toward people who aren't like them." Well, I guess you could say my grandpa was an OBC, an original bitter clinger. The man thought bankers were crooks, doctors were quacks, and that the only things you could count on in life were God, family, and a shotgun. He probably wouldn't care much for Barack Obama, not as Obama apparently assumed, because anyone who disagreed with him was a racist. Instead, it was because the president lacks what my grandpa had in abundance: common sense. Obama organized communities, whatever that means. My grandpa actually lived in a community, and my visits there really changed my life. Their little bolt hole in the Ozarks was a sanctuary for a kid like me. The nearest supermarket was 45 minutes away. If you needed beer or cheese in a pinch, the mini-mart had you mostly covered.